Got a fun one today. Saturday, August 7th, 2021. This is a two-rounder. If you've been around for a while, two-rounders are kind of synonymous with traps, and this is no different, but it's a fun trap that you won't mind walking into. It's two rounds for time of 20 deadlifts at 185 pounds for men, 135 for women, then 15 bar-facing burpees, and 10 ring muscle-ups. Some pulling, some pushing, some moderate loading deadlifts, and nice sets of 20. It's going to be a great day. Last time we did this workout was quite a while ago. It was January 16th, 2017. So if you've got that and you're Beyond the Whiteboard app, good on you. You've been around for a bit. That's fantastic. We've got a video showing the deadlift, burpees over a barbell or a dumbbell, as well as the kipping ring muscle-up. The loading, the rep range of this is intended to keep the athlete moving, especially through the deadlifts and through the bar-facing burpees, and then where most people will have to make some decisions as to when and how to break things up will most likely be when they get to the ring muscle-ups. It'll be a rare person that can just hop up there and do 10, that's for sure. A couple sets of 5 would be common, as well as maybe a 4-3-3, you know, whatever you need to do to get to the 10, but they're certainly not intended to be, and they don't have to be unbroken. Then what will be interesting is in round number 2, does that set of 20 deadlifts at 185 or 135 that maybe initially didn't seem that bad, how does it feel round 2? Because it's a big chunk, and so it's going to have some wizard pepper, we could say there. Super fitness robot time, 5 minutes and 30 seconds or less. You are cooking. More likely time in the neighborhood of 9 minutes. Scaled options. The deadlift loading might be fine for you, but maybe we can knock that down anyway. Maybe you're not comfortable jumping over the barbell. We can put in regular burpees. But the ring muscle-ups is probably one of the big areas that scaling will have to take place. And again, you can choose the scaled workout, or you can choose a hybrid in between the regular workout of the day and the scaled option, or you could scale the scaled workout even more. But for today, our scaled workout is 2 rounds for time, 20 deadlifts, 135 for men, 95 pounds for women, 15 regular burpees, and then 10 low ring muscle-ups using plenty of leg or chest-to-bar pull-ups, regular kipping chin-over-bar pull-ups, or ring rows. We've got a video showing the burpee and a video showing the linchpin low ring muscle-up. Limited equipment option. Got a pair of 50-pound dumbbells for the men, pair of 35s for the women, 2 rounds for time, 40 dumbbell deadlifts, 15 dumbbell-facing burpees, and then 10 low-ring muscle-ups. In contrast to the scaled option, when I said to use a tremendous amount of leg for the low-ring muscle-ups, if you've been on the limited equipment crew for a while, I would encourage you to use as little leg as possible on the low-ring muscle-ups to make them as demanding as you can on the upper body. And of course, we have a video showing dumbbell deadlifts and the low-ring muscle-up. No equipment workout. 2 rounds for time of 75 glute bridges, 25 burpees, and a 1 minute plank hold. That's going to be a good one if somebody finds themselves with no gear. Video showing the burpee, video showing the plank hold. Accessory work for the day, a couple either ors. So the first one, you're going to pick one, not both. Either the beloved banded march, goal of accumulating 3 to 5 minutes of continuous marching. Now as you're moving towards that goal, absolutely break it up, reduce the time, do whatever you need to as you pursue that goal. There's a video showing that. The banded march looks simple. It's very hard. So you'll do that, or the glute ham raise. 3 sets of 5 to 10 reps, video showing that. Fantastic movement, but not everybody has a GHD, so we like to give the other option. The other either or is for some midline. Either L-sit, accumulating 1 to 2 minutes, we've got a video showing that, or sandbag or a D-ball bear hug, just like that, static hold, accumulating 3 to 5 minutes, you choose the load. Won't get shortchanged either way. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then for the stretch, we've got the glute stretch, holding 1 to 2 minutes per side, foam roller for the back and lats, and a wall stretch for the shoulder, also holding 1 to 2 minutes. Each of those is accompanied by a video. Get in a good stretch, have a good meal. Tomorrow's a rest day, you have earned it. Thanks for being a part of Lynchpin. Thanks for being a part of what makes it so special. And I will see you back here on Monday.